ARH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Sublime Space Show with your host, DJ Zap McTragic. And folks, that's all I got. Show's over. No, I have songs for you to play by various artists. And it's going to be good, you know. I got some Queen. I got some Robert Johnson. Ooh, I don't play him enough. I got some Paranormal Song Warrior. Oh, I got some good stuff for you. Got some Matt Farley. But I'm going to start off with something different. It's not the things I just listed. I'm going to start off with... No, this is not by Andrew WK. This is by Nardwar the Human Serviette and The Evaporators. The Evaporators being a Canadian garage rock band led by cult radio DJ personality and music-focused interviewer. He interviews politicians sometimes as well. Nardwar the Human Serviette, he leads the band The Evaporators. And Andrew WK is also on the track. Andrew WK, a musical artist, though perhaps you may know him for Destroy Bill Destroy. He hosted that show. Also did a phenomenal set at Gathering of the Juggalos, where he just kind of danced around and they all threw things at him. Yeah, but he's on this track too. It's called I Hate Being Late When I'm Early. So really, it's just by The Evaporators. Nardwar's and The Evaporators, NWK singing back up. So yeah, we're going to start with that then. I Hate Being Late When I'm Early by The Evaporators, led by Nardwar the Human Serviette, featuring Andrew WK. It's a song about the radio. So, you know, I figured I'd play this as a radio song, and this is the radio. Let's go. That was I Hate Being Late When I'm... I'm going to turn myself down a little bit. That was I Hate Being Late When I'm Early by The Evaporators, featuring Andrew WK, who you can't really hear, which is... I don't know why. If I had Andrew WK, I'd probably, like, not put him so far in the background I can't even tell he's in the song unless I'm specifically looking for him. Ridiculous move on the part of Nardwar the Human Serviette. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you have a chance, look up Nardwar the Human Serviette on YouTube. Look up his interviews he does with musical arts. They're very different from typical interviews. His ones with, I've found, hip-hop artists are especially good, typically. The ones with punk artists, the punks tend to hate them. Very mean. Mean people, punks. Don't like them. This next song, though, is by people. I don't know anything about the people behind this one. The artist's name is Ween, and the song is called I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot. It's off of their great album, The Mollusk. Probably, definitely top three Ween albums. Quite good, and this is a good song from it. They're all good songs. This is just one of the good songs. I picked it for no real reason. I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot by Ween off of their album The Mollusk. Let's go. That was I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot by Ween off of their album The Mollusk. And if you're just tuning in, this is WJRH 104.9 FM, The Sublime Space Show with your host DJ Zap McTragic. I got a lot of great songs coming up. I got some D'Angelo coming up. I got some Fugazi, if you stick around. I know you're all like Fugazi. But this next song is by Pink Floyd off of their first album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. The song is called Lucifer Sam. Piper at the Gates of Dawn is the only Pink Floyd album with Syd Barrett on it, I believe, as their lead guitarist and singer-songwriter. He later suffered from health problems and had to leave the band. but this song was written about his friend's cat, who he thought, well, the cat was a black cat and had kind of funny eyes, and Syd Barrett was like, I'll bet you that's a devil cat. Like you do. And so he wrote a song about it called Lucifer Sam. And it's a pretty good song. Honestly, it might be one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs. Piper at Gates of the Dawn is my favorite Pink Floyd album. And this is, I just think this is one of the best tracks off of it. Just because, I don't know, I like the kind of like surf rock feel to it. It's quite good. Give a listen.
Side.
right, that was Lucifer Sam by Pink Floyd off of their first, and in my view, their best album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. These next two songs here I got for you. Magnetic Rag by Scott Joplin, although this is the one performed by Richard Zimmerman off of Richard Zimmerman's album of Scott Joplin's Complete Works. Then I'm going to follow it up with some 90s neo-soul, D'Angelo's All Right off of his album Brown Sugar. So let's give those two songs a listen, Magnetic Rag and All Right. All right. That was All Right by D'Angelo off of the album Brown Sugar. Song before it, Magnetic Rag by Scott Joplin, but performed by Richard Zimmerman. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Sublime Space Show with DJ Zach McTragic. And this next song is going to be really good. So it's October, and that means that Halloween is coming up. So I thought I would pick some Halloween-themed songs. I didn't actually think this. It just kind of worked out that way. So next week, I'll try and keep the dream alive. But for this week, it's I'm sure you guys should all be aware of my love for singer, songwriter, movie producer, movie star, movie director, Matt Farley. This is one of his alter egos, the Paranormal Song Warrior. And this song is called Watch Out for the Shadow People in the Corner of Your Eye. What are they? Are they aliens? Are they interdimensional beings? What could they be, these shadow people? And the next song, the one following it, is by Faye Webster. It's called Room Temperature. It's a pretty good song by a pretty good artist. So here we go. Watch Out for the Shadow People, followed by Room Temperature.
Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Tell me, please, what I've just seen. Could it have been an interdimensional being? Or was it a ghost or an alien who just appeared in my peripheral view? Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Oh, in the corner of your eye. Shadow people are all around, on the walls and on the ground. Black figures with eyes that are red, and they disappear when you turn your head. Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Oh, in the corner of your eye.
Are they here to do good? Are they here to hurt? Were they watching when I took off my shirt? Are they just souls traveling through time, or spies helping to commit a crime? Those shadow people. Those shadow people, I always see them in the corner of my eye.
Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Watch out for the shadow people. Oh, in the corner of your
That was Room Temperature by Faye Webster, and the song before it, Watch Out for the Shadow People by the Paranormal Song Warrior. And, those are those two songs, both pretty good songs in their own special way. And I got some more pretty good songs coming up. I got some Dub coming up. I got some Queen. I got U2. But this next song is punk-ish by Fugazi off of their album 13 Songs. I believe it's a combination of their first two EPs. It's called Waiting Room. It's one of the few Fugazi songs I feel confident being able to play for you. But it's pretty, pretty good. So Fugazi, a great band to come out of DC's punk rock scene. Great punk rock scene DC had in the 80s, and I guess early 90s as well. Yeah. Bad Brains also came out of DC, and so did Minor Threat, I believe. But this isn't Bad Brains or Minor Threat, although the leader of Minor Threat made Fugazi. This is Fugazi, and this song is Waiting Room. This song's really good, so give it a listen. It's angsty and hates modern society, hates capitalism, hates parents, it's disaffected. Oh man, just shut up, Dad. Fugazi with Waiting Room off of their album 13 Songs. Again, a combination of their first two EPs. Fugazi, great band made up of Ian McKay, formerly of Minor Threat, but then he broke up Minor Threat and made Fugazi. Cool story. This next song is by blues singer and guitarist Robert Johnson off of the posthumous album King of the Delta Blues Singers. Robert Johnson recorded the songs in, I believe, the 30s, before like full albums were really made. He recorded a bunch, never didn't really become well known in his lifetime. But then they would be released by Columbia, I believe, in the 60s, and he became a huge influence in all of the burgeoning British people who loved American folk music. And I believe he also was respected by fellow blues guitarists in his time, or at least those who knew him. I believe Son House spoke about being impressed by him. I think that's the origin of the myth that he was at the crossroads. He was a terrible guitarist, and this is actually true. He's a terrible guitarist, trying to learn from Son House. Son House tries teaching him. He just can't. Robert Johnson can't play the guitar very well. He's like mediocre at best. Goes away for a few months, comes back, able to play the guitar super well. And there's like a myth that he sold his soul to the devil at a crossroads. Probably not true. Probably just practiced. That tends to be how you get good at instruments. This is Hellhound on My Trail, one of his songs. He was also a fantastic songwriter. Bob Dylan, in his autobiography, talked a lot about Robert Johnson's songwriting and just this almost like stream of consciousness effect in the verses, where like he would kind of jump from one topic to another and wouldn't make pure logical sense, but it would work somehow. So this is one of his best songs. I love this song. It's called Hellhound on My Trail by Robert Johnson, and it's one of the songs included on the posthumous album King of the Delta Blues Singer. So let's give it a listen. That was Hellhound on My Trail by Robert Johnson. Good song. And if you're just tuning in, this is WJRH 24.9, the Sublime Space Show with DJ Zap McTragic. That's me. And this next song is called Corner Crew Dub by King Tubby off of the dub album King Tubby's Meets Rockers Uptown from 1976. Bringing it back old school. This is a very good song off of... Honestly, this is a great album. Fantastic. Highly recommend you listen to it. And this is one of the songs from it. So here we go. Corner Crew Dub by King Tubby. Also Augustus Pablo, it says. Off of the album King Tubby's Meets Rockers Uptown.
Thank you. keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
That was Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. The song before it was Corner Crew Dub by King Tubby off of the albums King Tubby's Meets Rockers Uptown. And this is the Sublime Space Show. And we're almost done. Got three more songs left. Here we go. These next two are going to be Never Meant by American Football off of the album of the same name, American Football. And the next song is going to be by U2 off of their classic album, The Joshua Tree. The song is called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. What are you looking for? The car keys. Anyways, here's Never Meant by American Football.
Thank you.
That was U2 with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For and I'm Running Out of Time. So the song before it was Never Meant by American Football off the album American Football. And this next song, last song of the night, is by Commodores and it's called Machine Gun off of the album of the same name. Pretty good funk song. Let's give it a listen. Last song of the night, folks. That's the last song. That was Machine Gun by Commodores off of the album Machine Gun. And folks, I hope you had a good time. I know I sure did. One more time for the people in the back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Sublime Space Show with DJ Zap McTragic. Tune in next week when I play only songs by the band Heart. Yeah, that's something that I'm totally gonna do. All right, folks, have fun in the future. Bye.